AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's top diplomat has called Pakistani officials over the ceasefire in the war with the U.S. and Israel. A statement says Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi spoke with Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar and Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir. Araghchi's statement said the men spoke about, quote, regional developments and issues related to the ceasefire without elaborating. Pakistan has been trying to bring U.S. and Iranian officials back to the negotiating table in Islamabad, where they had hoped to have talks earlier this week, but did not happen. President Trump has announced a deal with drug maker Regeneron to lower the cost of its pharmaceutical products as part of the White House's signature drug pricing initiative.
It's the biggest price reduction in drugs in history. By itself, we should win the midterms, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. You know, it doesn't work that way. People forget too quickly, but we'll have the biggest, it's the biggest cut in drug prices in the history of our country by many percentage points.
The agreement involves Regeneron lowering prices on all current and future drugs on Medicaid, according to Trump. It also includes selling the cholesterol drug Praluent for $225 on the White House's discounted drug website, TrumpRx. Fernando Mendoza's journey from overlooked two-star recruit to the top of the NFL draft is complete after the Las Vegas Raiders took him with the first pick last night.
Whatever team was going to select me would be a good fit, but deep down in my heart, I knew the Raiders were most likely going to be the best fit.
The Heisman Trophy winner led Indiana to its first national championship. The 22-year-old quarterback was not in the Steel City for the festivities, choosing instead to celebrate with family and friends at home in Miami. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The artificial intelligence rivalry between the U.S. and China is heating up, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Chinese artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek has launched preview versions of its latest major update, DeepSeek's V4, and users can't wait to see how it measures up against U.S. competitors OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude, and Google's Gemini. DeepSeek says its new V4 open-source models, which include Pro and Flash versions, have big improvements in knowledge, reasoning, and the ability to perform complex tasks and workflows autonomously. Marina Zhang, an associate professor at the University of Technology, Sydney, calls DeepSeek's V4 rollout a pivotal milestone for China's AI industry. I'm Donna Warder.
World shares were mostly lower while oil prices pushed higher today. U.S. futures also wavered after Wall Street pulled back from its all-time highs. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.